We all get it. Postpartum and the years after having a baby is no walk in the park. But you know what? It isn't just about depression or anxiety either. Hey, my friend, I'm Miranda Bauer, homesteading mama with four wild kids, whose life passion and education is all about supporting mothers and providers and understanding the science, the art, and the sacredness of healing after birth. What we know as common sense in the postpartum years has many women feeling just plain awful. It's time to bring back the truth, get you the tools you need to heal, and thrive in motherhood and beyond.
Hello and welcome. I am very, very thrilled to share with you a beautiful postpartum experience with my former client, Rose Elbert. And so here Rose is. Rose, tell us a little bit about yourself. How many kids do you have? Where are you on this earth? Tell us a little bit of details about what was going on before we met.
I have three children. My oldest is 5. I have a 3-year-old. And then I also have an 18-month-old who was born, just right before the pandemic hit. She was born in January 2020. And gosh, where was I? We had just moved. And I was finishing up grad school. I just got my master's in clinical mental health. And I just felt so overwhelmed. Like one thing that really, really just ate at me while I was going through my master's program was like, I knew that my mental health was not great. Like, and I knew enough about mental health and I knew enough about like how, you know, to help people with mental health to just know that like, I too needed some help, but I was living in rural Alaska. I was living in Barrow for so long. And so we moved to Fairbanks. I was like, okay, I finally feel like I can get the help that I need, but I just hadn't been able to find a good fit that I felt like met sort of what I needed. So I was really overwhelmed. Like daily, I would just spiral into overwhelm. You know, that emotion, that's where I was at.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I remember you having shared with me that before, you know, before we began this journey, how you had really no support systems. I mean, you were living in a very rural place and been struggling for quite some time, right? And working through all of the things. And you had so many transitions on top of all of the things that you were going through mentally and emotionally. And so when we finally came together, you were actually referred by another mental health provider in the area. And so we had met and we assumed it was a right fit. Maybe you can share a little bit about what that experience was like for you saying yes to this kind of support and moving forward with this, because that's kind of it's a challenge for a lot of people to kind of make that decision and that investment of time and money and all things.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, where to start? After I had my first child, I really had a lot of anxiety, and it's hard looking back. Like I'm sure it was postpartum anxiety. But I've always been a little bit anxious. So I just kind of thought that it was like new mom, right? Like, and that's everyone you talk to is like, oh yeah, that new mom thing. Like, so I just, having not been through that before, I thought it would just kind of go away and wasn't really worried about it. And I was also like just new in my master's program. And so I thought it was just, you know, the weight of everything I was doing. I thought that like my anxiety was just, you know, normal. And so I really didn't reach out for much help, but I did end up taking a break from my master's program, just thinking like maybe that would kind of help my anxiety level and, you know, allow me to kind of spend more time with my daughter without like the crushing overwhelm and anxiety that I was feeling. And so I took a break from my master's program and that did help for a little while, but then I got pregnant again. And after my second, was still having a lot of anxiety and I was going back and forth doing school here and there, not super consistently. And after my second was a year old and I got my period again, I noticed that there was a couple days a month that I was just like, didn't understand why I was alive. Like just could not figure out the purpose of life. And I'm somebody who I have like a spiritual center. Like I feel very strongly that like life has purpose and that everyone has purpose. And so for me to get to the point where, like, seriously, a couple days a month, I just did not really know. I didn't feel like it applied to me. Like, I was like, I know that, like, life has a purpose, but, like, mine, not sure. Mm-hmm. And it would come really monthly. And after 3 months, I was like, wait a second, this is happening every month. Like, this probably has something to do with my cycle. And it was every month. There was 2 or 3 days that I just, like, didn't want to get out of bed. I was depressed, sad, hopeless, all the things. And I reached out to my OBGYN, and he recommended that I go on birth control. But it was a year and, you know, about 15 months after my last baby was born, and I wanted to get pregnant again. So I didn't want to go on birth control, but I didn't want to, like, be depressed while I was waiting to go on, you know. And so he didn't really give me any solution that I felt comfortable with. I tried, like, an herbal supplement that wasn't super helpful. And fortunately, I got pregnant fairly quickly when we started trying. And so I had about 4 months of that, which I, in reading, I feel like I did have premenstrual dysphoric disorder. And anyway, I got pregnant again, so that went away. And then when I got pregnant with my third child, or no, that was my third child. So when I got pregnant with my third child, I, having had that experience and then some other just really hard things that happened throughout that pregnancy, I was trying to think ahead, and I made an appointment with somebody for postpartum depression while I was still pregnant. I know what waitlists are like. I work in the mental health field. So I was like, I need to make this appointment so that I have the appointment, like, right when I have the baby. Cause I was just sure that I was going to have postpartum depression. And when I asked my OBGYN again, he didn't really have any solutions for me. He was like, yeah, no, there's some people you could see. There's this one lady in town that I think works with, you know, postpartum depression. And he named her, and I was like, oh, I actually have an appointment with her already. Is there anything else I can be doing to, like, kind of get ahead of this? Or, you know, I was just, because of other things that were going on in my life, I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I was just feeling very, like, feeling a lot of weight, emotional weight. And, yeah, he just really didn't have any solutions for me. And he's an amazing OBGYN. Like, I recommend this guy to everyone I know, because he just was so wonderful for my pregnancy and my delivery. But all my postpartum stuff, I was like, eh, like, you're really not.
Yeah. And that's pretty typical. That's pretty typical, because really that's what they're trained in, is OB care, mm-hmm. pregnancy and birth. And I was just talking to a colleague today, actually, who works in the hospitals, actually training providers. And, you know, one of the things that she said, mm-hmm. we're not trained in this postpartum care and how to support women during this unique time. Like, we have to go somewhere else. We have to go see the specialist. So,
yeah, but it was, I met with the woman that I had made the appointment with, like, 3 days after delivering. And physically I was feeling really good. I had worked with a friend of mine who, does a lot of, like, mental and spiritual and emotional preparation for, like, birth and delivery. And I felt like that went really well for me. And I didn't have any, like, I had a great delivery and was feeling really well physically overall, like, 3 days later. But when I went in and I brought my baby with me, the woman was kind of like, so you have postpartum depression? Like, you're, like, barely postpartum. How do you, and I, you know, I told her what was going on in my life, and I was like, I don't know if I have postpartum depression. I just, like, am postpartum, and I don't want to fall into postpartum depression. I don't want to get postpartum anxiety. I don't want those things to happen. Like, I'm trying to get ahead of it, you know? And it was almost like everyone's kind of like, why are you doing this? Like, you don't have a problem. But in my mind, I was like, I want to not have a problem. I want the things that were happening before to not happen again. And I want to be able to cope with, like, the hard things that I was coping with in my life that had nothing to do with pregnancy. But, like, I just felt like the timing and everything, I don't know. I just desperately wanted help. And I was, like, reaching out to everyone that I knew how to reach out to. And she was really nice. And I met with her probably 4 or 5 times. And she gave me a few strategies that were helpful generally, like, for anxiety, but nothing that was, like, you know, nothing really gave me the tools that I needed long-term. It was just sort of, like, in the moment, immediate stuff, but nothing really preventative. And I ended up we were in Fairbanks to have the baby. We went back to Barrow and then the pandemic hit. And also right before we went back to Fairbanks, I learned that I had a uterine prolapse, which was really hard for me. I am someone who's, I'm sure it's hard for everybody, but I'm someone who, I've always been really physically healthy. Like my OBGYN is the only regular doctor I've ever seen. Like I just, we didn't ever go to the doctor growing up because we never got sick. And I've never, I don't know, my body just has never gone through anything like that where like I hurt physically and there was not much that I could do. And I asked my OBGYN again, I was like, you know, what can I do for prolapse? And he pretty much told me that like someday I could get a hysterectomy. And that was all he told me. I was like, okay, cool.
That's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. Cause you know, and just having had a baby, I wasn't like planning my next child, but I was like, I'm not like not planning either. I don't want to like go get a hysterectomy today. And so then I just had to be sad about my prolapse and just felt really uncomfortable and really like just yucky. Like I just felt like, oh, my body is failing me. My body's gross. My body is, you know, not what I want it to be, and had a lot of really negative thoughts while I was still in my grad school program. And then all of a sudden a global pandemic and yeah, it was 2020 and it was hard for almost everybody, but it just, so I got so really, overwhelmed.
This was really the beginning of the spiral that
yeah.
Happened. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so what happened after this, like as the spiral is continuing?
So yeah, I found out about my prolapse, went back to Barrow. I mean, my doctor told me really just check in with us. It might correct itself. Check in with us in 3 months. You know, 3 months went by in global pandemic. I couldn't make an appointment or really think to call anybody. I was the week that I had decided I was going to go back to work and I was going to start my next class for school was the same week that everything shut down. It was like March 16th or whatever. And so then I'm at home. My husband is a first responder and was working crazy hours during the pandemic. So I was home with three kids, you know, a newborn, you know, two toddlers and a newborn, working from home, homeschooling my oldest from home. I mean, it was just pre-K stuff, but entertaining her essentially and doing school and just dying. I was just crying all the time and really trying to like, you know, everyone's going through a hard thing, you know, it's not just me, blah, 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 but I was just really struggling. And we ended up coming down to Fairbanks for a little while over the summer. And it just felt so good to like have my family around. My parents were here. My sister was kind of in and out and we got to visit with family. And I love Barrow. I've lived there for a long time, but I just don't have the family connections there that I used to. And it just felt so good to be in Fairbanks. And I also knew that like maybe if we lived in Fairbanks, I would be able to find somebody to help with my mental health. So we decided to move down there. Well, first, actually, we really wanted to stay in Barrow, and I tried BetterHelp during the pandemic. And the hard thing was that it being telehealth and me still having the children and the work and the school and then trying to add therapy on top of that. It was just like, okay, one more thing. And I was like trying to do therapy on the phone while taking care of three kids and checking my email. And like, it wasn't helpful for me at the time. So we moved to Fairbanks eventually, long story short. And while I was down here, I was still looking for someone, trying to find postpartum professionals. And my friend, Amy Carlson had posted her experience with you. And she is also a therapist in substance abuse, which is kind of the field that I work in. And so just seeing her testimonial, I was like, oh, like, I wonder if what she's doing would work for me because we have, you know, similar background in professionally at least. And I had never really thought about seeing someone that wasn't like a specific mental health professional for my mental health, but anyway, just seeing her testimonial, I was like, come on, check this lady out. And, I actually got your meal plan for free at one point and had been reading through it, never started it. And then I reached out to you. I remember there was one specific day in December where I was like standing in my kitchen and I was in the middle of finishing up this internship and my husband had just barely moved down to Fairbanks, but I think he was traveling at the time. And I remember standing in my kitchen, like looking at the dirty dishes, looking at my kids that were eating and needed to like be cleaned up after, looking out the window and wanting to go outside, and then looking back at my dishes. And then like, and I remember doing like two full circles, kind of just like, what do I want to do next? What do I want? Like, oh, and then I had this project for school too, that I was like, oh, maybe I should go work on that while they're eating and not clean up right now. And I just remember like doing this circle, like, what should I do next? And I just couldn't like move forward. I was so just overwhelmed with my life. And I liked everything that was happening in my life, but it was all so overwhelming. And so I was like, I'm gonna reach out to Miranda.
I sent you a message. Here we are. We reached out, obviously, and we spent an upwards of 5 months together. This is how long the program is. And maybe share just a little bit about how that was for you going through a program like this, and really what the end result was, because that's what everybody wants to know too, right? Like, how is this really, how is this an experience, right? Like, what happens during these months together? And then what's the end result here? Quick note for you, my friend, my postpartum nutrition certification program is opening. And if you feel called to support women at this deep fundamental level and truly address the root of postpartum depression, anxiety, and postpartum autoimmune disease, then join this group of thought leaders and community builders in this upcoming cohort. You can learn more at www.mirandabauer.com/certification.
Well, I remember I reached out, and then I knew I couldn't really start. I couldn't really commit until January. So I reached out to you in December, but I was like, with everything that's going on, I just am worried that, and I kind of wish that I had started in December now, like, because I feel like everything that we went over would have just helped me with all of the things, but you know, hindsight's 2020. I feel like what it really helped me with was like having a space for myself. Like in just setting aside the time to talk to you, but also having kind of the, oh gosh, now I can't remember the name of the program, the Sacred Transformation program to go through. And like, and a lot of what we talked about was like just encouraging me and getting me to make space for myself and take that space and take ownership of that space and not compromise that. And I'm such a helper. I've always been that way. I love helping people. I mean, I'm a therapist and a counselor. I love helping people, but I just hadn't realized like how out of control my helping was, and how like, you know, all of these good things that I wanted to do, even though I wanted them, I was just so out of balance as far as like my actual needs. Like I wanted to get my master's, but I actually needed sleep, and I wanted, you know, to spend all this time with my kids, but I needed to have boundaries with them and my time and space, you know? So just being able to really take ownership of that was mostly what I got out of our meeting together. You know, the meal plan and the nutrition plan, I remember I had started doing it and I was really enjoying it for like the first week and a half. And then I reached out to you and was like, this just feels like one more thing to do right now. But my issues weren't so physical. You know, they were a lot more just, I mean, they're so related. I don't want to say they were just mental and emotional, because having that nutrition plan for the time that I had it really did help. But there was like a shift where I was like, actually, I don't feel like what I need is this change in my diet. What I need is
lifestyle change, right?
Lifestyle change, right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
But it did get me thinking in a different way. I really appreciated your meal plan, just like the beginning part where you explain like, this isn't necessarily about what you eat. It's about how you can absorb what you eat. Like if you can't absorb your nutrition, then it doesn't matter what you're, you know, putting in your mouth. And so it did give me an awareness of like the kind of foods that I am eating even if I wasn't specifically following the meal plan, I've been thinking a lot more about like, how is my body feeling? Like, does my body need gentler foods today? Does my body like need something, you know, with more fiber in it today? What can my body absorb? What can I handle? How am I doing physically? Has been on my mind so much more, which is not really how I thought about food before.
This is self-care, right? We had to really, you know, rewire your brain. That's exactly what we were doing, right? When we look at the scientific, you know, part of this, it was rewiring your brain and helping you really connect in with yourself, with your needs, and to be able to communicate that and translate that into a life that felt really good and that was not overwhelming. And so a lot of this was, you know, coaching, right? A lot of this was understanding things in a different light. And a lot of it was, here's the tools that you need to make this transition, make these changes that much more efficient for you, that much more easier for you.
Yeah.
And that's where we spent a great deal of our time together. And where are you now?
I'm in a much better place. Well, and I, you know, didn't mention a lot, but a lot of it also had to do with like just my dynamic in my marriage and my relationship. Like just early on when we got married, there was a lot of codependency and I felt like we had really worked on so much of that, but there were still these like lingering, like codependent things that I had never really thought about. And sleep was a huge area where like my husband and I differ so much in like how we value sleep. Like he likes to just power through and stay up and do things when there's time. And I'm more like, no, I think we should rest our bodies. but for the longest time I was, you know, just having a hard time claiming my own space with like how much sleep I needed and how I spent my time in the evenings. Being able to do that, not only did that help me because I was able to sleep more, but it also just like gave me this empowerment of like, yeah, like I can have whatever life I want. Like I don't need to stay up till 2 a.m. just because my husband stays up till 2 a.m. and I don't need to judge him for staying up till 2 a.m. And like just being able to have that experience has allowed me to apply that in a lot of different areas. But I feel like now I can claim space for myself and I can claim that space with or without other people in it. And whether or not they're in it is really up to me. And I think my relationship with my kids is so much better. I had a really hard time previously, especially throughout the pandemic, of just like, you know, when I would wake up grumpy and grouchy and not rested, like I felt like it was my kids' fault, you know, so much. It was like, oh, they woke me up early. Like, never mind that I stayed up way too late. Right. But they woke me up, you know, or they are so demanding, or, you know, it was, I felt, often I felt a lot of resentment in my overwhelm towards my kids and like all the things I had to do for them and judging myself as a mother if I didn't do that stuff for them. And I feel like now I can just make more decisions that are based on not just my, like my health, but like our relationship health. Like, no, I'm not going to push you on the swing if I don't want to push you on the swing, because if I push you on the swing and I hate doing it the whole time, like what good is that?
I love that so much. So, I mean, the big thing here is that not only are you able to listen in and you're taking care of yourself and you have that space to do so, but what I'm hearing is that it's not coming with guilt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So powerful.
And that was a huge thing for me. It was like, you know, and when I was spiraling around my kitchen, trying to decide, it was almost like, what thing do I feel the least guilty about or the most guilty about? And that's the thing that I'll do next. Like, you know, feeling guilty about my house being dirty or feeling guilty about, you know, the work I was turning in being like B- instead of A+, or, you know, just all of this, the guilt. And I remember talking to you about like, who said your house has to be clean? Who's coming over today? Even like who was doing this to you? And it was me. Like it was all, I mean, society and whatever, but
yeah,
it was internalizing it. That was the problem. And I stopped internalizing it.
There was a Facebook post not too long ago that went viral talking about how, you know, why not just put the dishes in there three times, you know, put the cycle on three times, right? Why do we have to do that to ourselves, to where we are the sole, you know, responsibility relies on us? Why not just press the button a couple of times? Who said you couldn't? Yeah. Who said you have to stay? You have to stand up and taking a shower, right? Like, lay down and take a shower if that's the way it goes, right? Who puts these rules on us? Yeah, it's usually us.
Well, and I think I just found in my life too, like other messages that were like coming at me at the same time, that I was able to really, like, instead of just like, oh, that's a good idea, I was finally able to be like, I'm going to start using that right now. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to wait for a more convenient time to start improving my beliefs about myself or my beliefs about motherhood or my beliefs about like my career. Like, I'm not going to wait until XYZ is over. I'm just going to start the good things now and let go of stuff I don't need.
I love it. It's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else that you, any words of wisdom? Maybe somebody is looking at getting support. They're feeling unsure about this. What would you recommend to them? Good question.
I don't know. I mean, I know a big thing for me, like I mentioned before, when I was thinking about when to start with you, was like, oh, I have all this stuff that I have to finish. And so let's start next month. And again, I wish that I had just started because the stuff just keeps coming, you know. And in January, when we did start, I remember almost thinking like, oh, maybe I should put this off. Like, cause now I have, like, I was starting to look for a job and I was like, you know, there was part of me that wanted to put it off again because stuff just keeps coming. There's no end.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited for you and your healing journey and just so honored to be a part of it. And so many great lessons. And I feel that so many of us can truly relate to your story, right? And it's important to hear other women and what they are going through so that we recognize that even in the, I mean, these are moments that we feel alone in. These moments feel dark. They feel like we're the only one on earth going through these things. And we might logically know that that's not true. But it still feels, you know, within us to be the truth. And so when hearing these stories, you know, I think it's just so validating for so many, that, you know what, this is the reality of things sometimes. And even more is that we have a way out, that this is not how we have to go through motherhood. This is, there is a better way, plain and simple. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And the better way isn't as complicated as I thought it was going to be.
Never. Beautiful.
Thanks for tuning in and taking the time to learn about how to support your body in deep healing. We don't do this work just for us or for you. Your healing impacts your children, your relationships, and your community. We do this work because the health and vibrancy of our world begins with its mothers. I hope you have taken some valuable information today and applied it to your own life. If you aren't sure where to begin, reach out about working together one-on-one or at minimum, learning about my postpartum nutrition plan, which is where I start every single one of my clients. And you can do that by going to mirandabauer.com. Hope you enjoy this episode. Let us know by leaving a review, and we will see you next time.